Ladies and gentlemen, and it gives me great pleasure to say boys and girls as well, welcome everybody to the Victorian Government Investment Centre and to the Department of State and Regional Development. Let me immediately introduce the Minister for State and Regional Development, the Honourable John Brumby.
Righto, to I guess most importantly today, the boys and girls, the students who are here today, my ministerial colleague, Mary Delahunty, the Minister for Education, to Gary Rowe, the Member for Cranbourne, to all of the many distinguished guests, to our astronaut, of course, Dr. Andy Thomas, and ladies and gentlemen. We're here today because we're going to announce the winner of the STARS Supernova School Competition. And I'm particularly thrilled to be able to welcome Dr. Andy Thomas, Australia's first and, as you know, to date, only astronaut, who is here today to present the awards and provide great encouragement to the kids who are here today. The announcement which we're making today of the STARS Supernova School recognises excellence and innovation in the classroom. And these qualities have been demonstrated by all of the shortlisted teachers and schools, which made it, I've got to say, extremely difficult for the panel to choose the lucky class. Initiatives such as the STARS competition and its related programs will contribute in many ways to education and to community life. They enthuse students, they enthuse teachers, they perhaps do more than enthuse students, they excite students about studying science, and they extend learning beyond the classroom. And also, I was talking to one of the teachers before. The teacher indicated to me, you look at a project like this, the galaxy is the limit. It's about expanding horizons, it's about imagination and science, and it's about the galaxy and the limit out there. So it's a very powerful stimulation to the students, to the minds, to the imaginations of Victorian young people. Space research, as you know, is one of the vast frontiers of knowledge. It's the epitome of high technology. And thanks today to the collaboration between the Department of State and Regional Development and the Department of Education, Employment and Training, our school students can access space technology and engage in some world, or in this case, out of this world, first-class research. STARS takes the idea of young people seriously, and it highlights the commitment of the Victorian Government to encourage interest and excellence in science and engineering. The cooperative way in which the program has been developed engenders, in fact, the attitude and the approach of the government. Can I make it very clear today that, as a government, we are committed to encouraging innovation in Victoria through initiatives that promote learning and enterprise throughout the Victorian community. We acknowledge the importance of government involvement in key aspects of technology-based industry in order to assure that Victoria is really the leader in R&D, technology, science, engineering, indeed in the knowledge economy. I also want to take this opportunity to reaffirm the 1999 budget allocation of $310 million over 5 years to initiatives that will strengthen the prospects of science and engineering in this state. It's an important initiative. We are totally committed to it, and it will run its 5 years at that minimum level of funding. And if we can add to it, we will. Can I also say that through ongoing consultation with the diverse range of stakeholders involved in science and engineering in Victoria, we seek to identify the areas to which we can make worthwhile and sustainable contributions. A Science and Engineering Advisory Council will soon be appointed to assist the development of these strategies and initiatives. And just as I follow with great fascination the breakthroughs achieved in Victoria's world-leading universities and research institutes, I look forward to the latest news from the STARS project. Finally, can I say that all of the teachers who are about to receive an award are extraordinary teachers. And I know I've looked through the file. One of the things you learn when you come into government, you get very big briefing files. And I've had a good look through that and a good look at all of the background on the teachers and their programs. All of the teachers who are winning awards today seized the opportunity to provide an amazing, a unique, educational experience to their students, and they demonstrated a very strong commitment to the creative incorporation of science into the classroom and into the broader community. And it's the sort of thing that we want to see more of into the future. Can I now invite Dr. Andy Thomas, as I said, Australia's first astronaut, to join me and to present each of the finalists with a certificate of achievement. Andy Thomas. Okay. Andy's going to say a few words in a moment. Can I just offer my congratulations to these teachers and their schools on being finalists in this competition? And you probably won't do this. I suspect I've got notes here that say, please hold your applause until all the finalists have been announced, but I suspect you won't do that. Now, have we got the certificates? Yes, we do. They went missing for a little while. So Andy's going to hand over the certificates. Now, the certificates to each of these. Firstly, to Elizabeth Downey of Melbourne Girls College. Elizabeth Downey dressed up as Russell Davies. Congratulations. Anne Fotopoulos of Kilvington Girls Grammar School. Mr. Peter Mason. Peter is from Doncaster Secondary College, and Peter's program was quite exceptional. I knew you'd clap between them. Yeah. Mr. Peter Rautsos of Trinity Grammar School. And finally, Mr. Andrew Rennie of McRobertson's Girls. I'll try that again. And Andrew Rennie from McRobertson's Girls High. And now for the big award. And I've got to stress again, this was a very, very difficult decision for the panel. This is the award, this is the Supernova School, and the winner is Carolyn Need, Year 8 teacher from Glen Waverley Secondary College. Carolyn. So their Year 8 science class is going to design an experiment to be carried on Space Shuttle Orbiter in December 2000. It's a big award, a great prize, and a sensational bit of work. Can I thank Andy Thomas for presenting the certificates and now invite him to say a few words. Andy?
Good afternoon, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is wonderful to be here with you this afternoon. I was very amazed when I walked through those doors there and saw the magnificent vista of Melbourne there. It really is a grand sight. I'm not sure I really like to stand too close to the windows. Don't like heights very much, you know. I think it's really important that federal and state governments make an investment, a long-term investment, in their own well-being and in their own future. And I support and laud this program for what it's going to do for the state and for the children of this state. I think it's just a wonderful idea, and certainly something that I wish I could have participated in when I was younger. They say the world of the next century is the world of this generation, and we can only begin to guess what kind of world it is going to be. In fact, it's really just crystal ball gazing to think what opportunities lie out there. You only have to look back here at the end of this century to even get some idea of what might happen in the next century. Over this last century, we've seen the development of aviation. It started as a small fabric-covered biplane, And now as we close the century, we have, in the course basically of a human lifetime, the space shuttle and what it can do. It's interesting just to compare those two vehicles, because they are just a development over one human lifetime, basically. The very first airplane, when it flew, the size of that airplane was such that it would fit inside the fuel tank, get this, inside the fuel tank of the space shuttle. Its first flight, when it flew at the beginning of the century, was not as long as the space shuttle is tall. If you had tried to fly that airplane for 100 miles continuous, say if you kept the engine going, it would have taken you as long to do that as the space shuttle takes just to orbit the Earth one time. Now that's what's changed over this century alone, in the course really of one human lifetime. What an extraordinary development that is. And that, I think, just gives you the hint of what lies in the next century for these young people. And I think it's imperative and irresponsible not to provide support of this kind. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I think most people that have done interesting things with their lives usually have the seed planted in their mind at a very early age. In the space program, people like Von Braun and so on played with model rockets at an early age. They say the Wright brothers played with toy gliders at a very early age and carried that passion with them to development of flight. Perhaps Bill Gates even played with small calculators, and look how that's changed the world. I know I'm often asked, what did I see and how did I get my passion for space flight? And I can remember at a very early age seeing Sputnik go over. I can actually remember that. And seeing the moon landings and just being enthralled by it. And I think what we learn at a young age stays with us forever. And if we put positive values into young people at a young age, then we enrich the society of the future. And that's what this program is doing. And I commend the state government for their efforts. I think it's laudable indeed. And to all of you who participated and will be doing this experiment, congratulations. You're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be a great adventure. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas. It's now my pleasure to introduce the Minister for Education, the Honourable Mary Delahunty.
Good afternoon. The Honourable John Brumby, MP, Member, Minister for State and Regional Development, my parliamentary colleague, Gary Rowe, Dr. Andy Thomas, distinguished guests, and most importantly, our pupils and our teachers. And I must say, it's a delight to be the Minister for Education and look around today and see in particular how many young girls are so interested in science. The magic of science belongs to all children, and it's particularly good to see that girls are so interested. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to share in the presentation of this historic award. One of the great benefits, I think, of being in public life is the opportunity to meet outstanding achievers, and I should acknowledge Dr. Andy Thomas. We also would like to acknowledge today the teachers. It's the teachers in our schools that ignite that love of learning, that set that seed alight in children. Without teachers of dedication and commitment, and teachers who'll push the envelope, our children will be denied that. And it's magnificent to see today that these children have a marvellous opportunity, which we intend to see extended to all children in all our schools. The teachers here today are a credit to their profession and a credit and an inspiration to teachers across the country. As Minister Brumby has said, science and technology are high priorities for this government. The prosperity of our state depends upon our continuous growth of Victoria in the areas of science, technology, and our innovation capabilities. In my role as the Minister for Education, this means improving teaching and learning in science and technology from primary school right through to VCE and beyond. It involves nurturing this sense of curiosity. It involves nurturing that thirst for knowledge, that love of learning, and indeed fostering a talent for research. We know if Victoria is to compete with the best in the world, compete today and compete tomorrow, Our children today at school must see science as interesting, engaging, and a rewarding career option. The STARS program is an excellent example of just how appealing science can be to young people, and you can see it in the eyes of these children today. And of course, Dr. Thomas is an inspiring example of just how far an interest in science can take you. I'm pleased today to advise that the government will expand the reach of the project in Victorian government schools by funding 5 additional Pulsar schools to take part in the STARS program. The government will continue to support teachers through the provision of curriculum materials and professional development, which is absolutely critical. We expect our teachers to do more with less sometimes. This government will give teachers the support to enable them to carry through. And indeed, we'll encourage links with the wider school and scientific community through programs such as the Scientists and Engineers in Schools programs, Family Science programs, and strategic partnerships with industry, business, and the tertiary sector, both in Melbourne and particularly in regional Victoria. Over the next few weeks, grants totalling $1.6 million will be provided to primary schools for science equipment and a further $3.65 million in professional development funds to support teachers with science and the new curriculum standards framework. Now, I'd like to again congratulate the winning teacher, Caroline Need, from Glen Waverley Secondary College, and indeed to all the teachers and students who participated in this program, and particularly those who were on the shortlist. As Minister Brumby said, it was a very, very difficult choice, but in many ways, you are all winners in achieving this. I will watch with interest the progress of the Supernova School and the Pulsar Schools in the lead-up to the launch of this shuttle in December 2000. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. That formally closes the proceedings, but please, you're welcome to stay, and it's really important to talk. Thank you.